However, on the other side, there was a larger safety profile with raloxifene, and that is we saw about a 38% reduction in the incidence of invasive uterine cancer comparing raloxifene to tamoxifen, with only 23 uterine events, invasive uterine events with raloxifene compared to 36 with tamoxifen. And there was a 50% reduction in the number of patients who required hysterectomy with raloxifene compared to tamoxifen. So overall, there were far, far fewer uterine events with raloxifene compared to tamoxifen. Another major benefit that we saw with raloxifene was that when we looked at serious thromboembolic events, deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary emboli, there were 30% fewer thrombotic events with raloxifene as compared with tamoxifen. There were also fewer cataracts. The number of fracture events was about the same, and both tamoxifen and raloxifene are known to reduce fractures compared to placebo. The number of cardiac events was the same. And so overall, when we looked at the data in total, it appeared to us that the benefit in terms of reducing the risk of invasive cancer was the same for both drugs, but there was a substantial improvement in toxicity, both for uterine events and for thromboembolic events, with raloxifene compared to tamoxifen.
So if a patient were to say to you, if I take raloxifene, is that going to increase my risk of endometrial cancer or deep vein thrombosis, how would you respond?
So the answer to the endometrial cancer is that no, there is no apparent increased risk of uterine events with raloxifene. For clotting events, the risk will be increased with raloxifene, but the amount of increase will be substantially less than what we would expect to see with tamoxifen.
And so I guess in saying that you don't think there's an increased risk with endometrial cancer, you're sort of indirectly trying to compare to the placebo.
Yes, and one of the criticisms that has been leveled at the STAR trial is that there was no placebo arm, but for the reasons I explained, we didn't think it was ethical to conduct a trial with a placebo. And so we're left with inferences between the two treatment arms in STAR and the placebo arms in other trials. But when you put all those data together, it doesn't appear that there's a uterine effect with raloxifene.